Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Kirsty and Dan here for Brekkie. And joining us live in the studio is our good friend, Kath Healy from Nature Play WA. Good morning.
Good morning, family. How are we all?
We are fabulous. And it's so good to see you again for 2022.
I can't believe it's actually been nearly 3 months since I've been in here. Or 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Because where did that time go?
I know.
That evaporated. But simultaneously, I have forgotten how to get my kid to school. In the 2 months, it happens every year. The information, I've been taking children to school for 17 years.
Yeah.
And yet, it's, I don't know what happens. I throw it out my head at the end of the year, go, we'll never need that again.
Yeah.
And then in February, go, oh, whoops.
What do we do? How do we do this?
What are you wearing? Which uniform are you in? Have you got a lunch order? Where's your laptop? Oh, my gosh. And that's 7 in the morning and my brain's already fried for the day.
Done. And then you need to go to work.
Yes, and then I go to work. But how are you going?
We are great. Now, I know that, school's back.
Yes,
and it's been an interesting start to the year, as it has been for the last couple of years.
Yes.
This has been a bit different. How are you guys at Nature Play WA doing?
So, well, we're doing great. But our staff who have children, are obviously everyone's concerned about what's going to happen in the first few weeks because kids can't be fully vaccinated yet. Everybody's lining up, but the kids have to wait for their second dose. Mm-hmm. So we're so cognizant that teachers are, aren't they just saints? Honestly,
amazing.
They are angels from above.
Salute.
For the last, well, they've always been amazing, but the last few years have just been such a hard slog. So, Nature Play WA, you know we love getting outside.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So, on our socials this morning, on our Facebook and on our Insta later today, we're sharing our latest newsletter, which has about 130 different lesson plans, ideas to take learning outside.
Cool.
But not just like, take them outside and build a cubby, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mapped to WA curriculum, mapped to Australian curriculum.
Fantastic.
So they're lesson plans for all the subject areas, but take it outside.
That's brilliant because, you know, they're saying, you know, obviously with being outside, fresh air and all the purifiers and all that sort of stuff is really important. So this is really something that they should be doing anyway, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
That's right. We would love learning to be outside every day, but as part of the WA Education Department's safe return to schools, they have recommended, open up the windows, get the kids outdoors into outdoor learning areas if you can. But you don't even need a dedicated outdoor learning area. You just need a patch of scrub.
Yeah.
Sit on the grass,
If you take some bean bags outside, if you take a mat outside, get the kids to bring beach towels.
Get your carpet square.
Get your carpet squares. Yeah. Kids, sit on your carpet squares. Sit inside your hula hoop. Stop touching each other, please. Bring a beach towel from home. Kids, bring a beach towel from home. Take them outside. Sit them on the beach towels.
Yeah.
And then take all your learning outdoors, or as much as you can. Obviously, today is a hot day, so get out early, get out later. But it's just about supporting teachers doing such an amazing job for us in such challenging times. Get it out. Get outdoors. Have fun with the kids and take your lessons outside.
I love it.
Brilliant.
It's really good. And you guys are really fantastic in that, you are supporting teachers and education. Not just doing all those plans. My daughter started teaching. I'm like, get onto Nature Play WA because I've got so many tips and ideas. It's fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Kath, give us a little sneak peek. What is in store 2022 for Nature Play WA?
Oh, for us. Wow, okay.
Just for the whole... What's going to happen in 2022?
Well,
Please
I'll get
us.
I'll get my crystal ball out. I'll pull out the Nostradamus book. So. For us as an organisation, I can tell you that.
Yes, you can.
So we have three big campaigns we're working on this year. So Outdoor Classroom Day Australia is always one that we're working on. So we have 2 days this year, one in May for our friends in the top end and one in November for when we're sort of down south when it's, playing the odds for when we're going to get the best kind of weather.
Gotcha. Yep.
We have EKIP, which is Every Kid in a Park. So we're working with Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions to create more access for people, for families with disability and children with disability to access our national parks and nature play areas.
Amazing.
So, that's a really big 3-year-long project that we're just kicking off now. And we're engaging with families with disability to tell us what they need in national parks. So that's exciting. And I can't tell you the third one yet, but we've got a really big, exciting project. We're working with teenage girls to do with physical activity and supporting them to be more physically active and social together outdoors.
Brilliant.
Nice. Actually,
love
I think
it.
You might have told us
yeah,
a little
you
bit about that.
Yeah, you gave us a little snippet last year, but I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Well, Kath Healy, always a pleasure having you in. And stay cool, girl.
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.